Man, people crazy out these streets, bro. I've been grinding since I was like 15 with this music, bro. I've learned that I can't please everybody. And there's been a lot of love, but there's also been misunderstanding, hate, and this box they put me in. And it makes them uncomfortable if I'm not in it.
DJ KJ.
And I ain't in it.
Welcome back to I Went Out. I'm Manny.
I'm Nick.
Thank you guys for joining us again. Today is Monday, so of course we are continuing our walk through the book of James. Today we're going to talk about James 1, verses 12 through 15. But before we get into that, just a reminder to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, and or Google Play. Leave us a rating and or review. It's helpful for us, but it also helps you guys so that you don't miss out on any of our Monday episodes or Wednesday episodes or our Friday episodes. All right, real quick, Nick, before we get into this, what do you think so far? The book of James.
Man, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think the book of James is, again, one of those convicting books, and just when you really just sit down, and it's exciting that we get to see a letter to the early church.
Mm-hmm.
That we're, again, I think we said on episode one, like we're actually reading early church's mail.
Yeah.
Like a letter that was sent to an early church, and like here we are, we get the opportunity to read what was being said then and how we can apply it to our own walks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot in James that is, it's very relevant for us today. Yeah. as individuals. Like some of the stuff you read in some of the letters, it's like it was clearly addressed to that church.
Mm-hmm.
James is one of those things that, man, he's really talking about as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those, like, that's one of those things that just carries on for generation to generation, that He was specifically talking to a church, a specific people group then, but like a lot of things he's saying applies to us today.
That's right.
So I'm excited. It's been awesome. I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
I love walking through things nice and slow, taking a verse by verse.
I know. Amen. All right. So we're still in chapter 1. Today we are talking about James 12, verses 12 through 15. So I'll read those and then we'll go line by line and break them down as we've been doing the past few weeks. All right. Blessed is a man who endures trials, because when he passes the test, he will receive the crown of life that he has promised to those who love him. No one undergoing a trial should say, "I am being tempted by God," for God is not tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. Each person is tempted when he is drawn away and is enticed by his own evil desires. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death. All right, verse 12, Nick.
It's blessed to be going through trials.
Yeah.
I think that's such a counterculture mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thing to say, like, so many of us, again, going back to when we talked a few weeks ago, like, trying to avoid trials.
Yeah.
This one's saying, you're blessed to go through trials.
Mm-hmm.
And so much so, like, you know, to endure, will eventually be given a crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think it's just shifting our mindset to not view our trials as these terrible, like, they might put us in terrible situations, they might bring about terrible things around us, but ultimately, like, if we endure through it, like, it's worth it, and we're blessed for it because of that.
Yeah.
Because again, like, if we're doing it the right way, going back all the way back to that analogy that we talked on episode, I think it was episode one.
Mm-hmm.
Of this series, where, you know, talking about, like, when you sailboat through that trial, allowing God to guide you, but also it takes some intentionality from you to look around, to learn the lessons, to see what God's doing, what he's saying.
Yeah.
That kind of way gets you to this, to where it is a blessing.
Right.
Because you've come out wiser on the other end.
Yeah.
Or you've come out dead on the other end, and you're blessed because you're with God then. So
mm-hmm.
That's really what comes to mind when I first, when reading verse 12.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree, you know, and I think, you know, in these verses, we realize that when it says endures trials, the specific trials that these few verses are talking about are more like temptations, but as we read earlier in the book of James, it says that we will endure various trials. So one of these trials that are various that we face are temptations, and so it's so easy for us to kind of succumb to temptation because of its immediate, you know, yet temporary satisfaction comes from it, and the enjoyment that comes from that. But to not give in is rewarding, because that shows that you have submitted to Christ.
Yeah.
You are saying no to temptation, to succumbing to those trials, and you're saying yes to Christ.
Yep.
And when we do that, that proves genuine strong faith. And so yeah, so I think it's just important that we remember that, cling on to that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Amen.
All right, verse 13. No one undergoing a trial should say, "I am being tempted by God," for God is not tempted by evil, and He Himself doesn't tempt anyone.
Oh,
this is good right here.
It is. It is, and I can go in on this and stay on this for a little while too. Man, how much of a cop out we try. We can't, like, trying to blame God when we're tempted. That's like, right. God, why are you tempting me in this way? Like, man, Lord ain't tempting me with that.
Right.
So, what's one of the devil's names? The tempter.
Yes.
Like, it ain't God up there tempting you. Like, okay, man, let's see how strong you'll be today.
Right, right.
No, God isn't that kind. He's not a sick God.
Yeah.
And again, it's like, those temptations don't come from God. And even, especially when we give into them temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's when I've used that argument in the past. Like, God, why would you tempt me and allow me to fall like that? It's like, the Lord didn't tempt you, Nick.
Right.
And the Lord didn't make you make that decision to fall, to give into that temptation.
Yeah.
You chose that.
Yeah.
And I think, again, it's just like, we cannot be blaming God when we face temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're going to get into in the next verse here in a few minutes. But, like, you know, it's about what's coming from within us.
Yeah,
it's not, our temptations aren't coming from these outside sources. The outside sources are feeding what's already within us.
Right.
So to try to sit there and say, God, this is God's fault, like, God, why would you tempt me, like, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. I mean, and I love that James pointed out right here too, is like, you're not being tempted by God.
Yes.
Like, that's not what this is.
Yeah.
That's just you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And again, just, and I think it's, well, we'll talk about that in the next part. So, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm going to try not to go too far ahead to myself. Yeah. So yeah, I agree. You know, God does not tempt us, but He can allow it specifically so that we can be refined.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always say this verse, but what the enemy meant for evil, he turns it for good. And I feel like it kind of can fit in here as well. To bring, like, I guess, true theology to that verse, because you know, and again, like I don't want to get too far ahead, because I wanted to say something else on how, like, Satan does tempt, but obviously it's our fallen nature that causes temptation to rise up in our heart.
Yeah.
And so part of that is us.
Yep.
You know, because it's in us.
Yeah.
To be tempted, and so, but God can take all that and use it for His good.
Yep.
And it's a way of refining us, and so and it's a good thing that He does this, because it makes us, as we've been saying for the past few weeks of going through this, it just makes us turn to Him and really lean on Him, trust Him, and realize that we need Him above all. So
amen. That's good.
All right, verse 14. But each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desires.
Ah, we can get in it now.
Yeah. I know, we get started. That's why I was trying not to get ahead.
I know, it's so hard. I'm like, man, I just want to go all in. We haven't gotten that verse yet.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's so good right here, because again, we're tempted. I'll just reread it. Mm-hmm. But each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desires.
Yes.
Not God's,
mm-hmm.
not the world's, mm-hmm. your evil desires. Yes. You are tempted because of what's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not by anything other than that. And then even the temptations you face, like, maybe you're wrestling with, should I pick up that drink?
Mm-hmm.
Should I have sex with this woman?
Yeah.
Should I do, like, those are outside sources that's already being, like, that's just going to feed into the temptations that's within your corrupt heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, that's why I have one of the verses I really wanted to share here is Jesus addressing this. He's addressing it in the context of food, but what he's really saying it's more than just food. And it's, even in the title of my over the scripture says that the defilement is from within.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says, I'm gonna read verses 10 through 20 in Matthew 15, and it says this: summoning the crowd, he told them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into your mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, mm-hmm. this defiles a man." Then the disciples came up and told him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard this statement?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father didn't plant will be uprooted. Mm. Leave them alone. They are blind guides, and if the blind guide the blind, both will fall into a pit." Then Peter replied to him, "Explain this parable to us." "Are even you still lacking understanding?" he asked. "Don't you realize that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this defiles a man. For from the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, sexual immoralities, thefts, false testimonies, and blasphemies. These are the things that defile a man, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile a man."
Yeah.
Jesus went in there.
Amen.
He literally just laid out so many of man's struggles and our temptations and said, that doesn't come from anything other than your heart.
Right.
Your broken, messed up, twisted heart.
That's right.
And that's what I think. Like, when I think about that, it's just like, man, my heart is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back at the temptations I've experienced, it has all come from a place of my own selfishness and fulfilling needs I thought I needed or I had. And even so much so where I would blame God, like, "God, oh, if you love me, you wouldn't let me be tempted this way, or you would heal this." And it's like, but yet I kept feeding myself these terrible things.
Right.
Because again, I was, even if I removed, and I've had this conversation with people before, like, they say their struggle. You know what? Let's use a personal story, not a personal story, but a story I'm going to share. Mm-hmm. I just won't use this person's name. This person was wrestling pornography.
Okay.
So like, they were just so dumb with watching porn all the time. He was being tempted by it all the time. He's given into his temptation all the time, watching it on his phone. So one day he comes up to me, he's like, "Bro, I'm done." I was like, "Okay, cool. That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. What are we doing to make this an everyday thing?"
Yeah.
And he said, he's like, "Well, we were having an event where we were doing a burning that night, where we were burning things that kill us." We were just writing them down on paper. This man boxed up his cell phone, his iPhone, and threw it in the fire.
Wow.
And when he did that, and he told me that, because I was like, "Man, we just all wrote on paper. That man just threw a box in." I was like, "Well, bro, what was in that box?"
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "It was my phone. I'm done."
Wow.
And I was like, "Oh, did you pay for that phone?
Yeah.
Did someone pay for that for you? They're going to be mad at you that you just burnt that phone?"
Right.
And because I really got back down to the issue, I was like, "Bro, like, you just burnt a physical thing, okay? That's awesome. Amen."
Yeah.
But did you address what's within here? And he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Bro, like, you can burn that phone all day. Guess what? Your heart is still going to long for pornography. Mm-hmm. You're still going to be tempted by that."
Yeah.
And the problem wasn't the phone. The problem was you just kept giving into your temptation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "And if that's your problem, to keep giving into temptation, guess what? There's magazines.
Yes.
There's video, bro. There's so many other outlets that you can take now to still get this and fix that or fall into your temptation." I was like, right. So if you're not addressing the heart issue, burning a cell phone ain't going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a physical thing that's just feeding into what's already on the inside.
Right.
So, and then eventually he, you know, of course he watched porn again. It didn't last long.
Yeah.
Because again, he never truly addressed the heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us will take physical things away, thinking that's the cause of my temptation, but not realizing that, oh wait, I'm the cause of my temptation.
Mm-hmm.
My heart's the one that's tripping me up every single time.
Yeah.
And until we address that and genuinely acknowledge that and then have accountability that walks alongside you with that,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna keep walking into that temptation.
Yeah.
And the temptations, and when we're in it too, we're so blinded, which kind of is alluded to in the next verse, which I'm not gonna get into yet, but where we try to, like, once you've made that decision, once your heart is set on that, you're going to do it.
Yes.
And even God can be screaming at the top of his lungs, looking you dead in your eyes, but you're not hearing it because your heart's already set on doing this, and you're doing it no matter what. And then you look back, like, "God, why didn't you give me an out?" And then you look back, you're like, "Oh, crap.
Mm-hmm.
You did give me an out," and I walk right by it.
Right.
So I know I just had a mouth load. But,
nah, that was good, man.
Yeah.
That was good. I think, real quick, I think a key phrase in this verse for me is drawn away, because it gives you this picture of how temptation starts to slowly draw you away from Christ, and so to combat that, you have to turn to Christ and turn away from that temptation. And you know, and we kind of talked about just like, I guess, you know, people say like porn is a big issue for a lot of people, and the Bible says to flee away from, you know, things dealing with sexual immorality and stuff. And just that word flee, it just speaks to having to like physically just do something to be intentional about just quickly getting away from it, because it can fester up in your heart and boil over where you are just, you know, succumbing to that temptation. I think it's important to just remember that temptation, just even the thought of it, or just the feeling that comes up inside of you, is slowly drawing you away, and it's putting your eyes on that temptation and taking you away from God. And so in order to combat that, you got to turn and turn to Christ. So
I think it's good that we bring up too that temptation is not, the temptation itself is not sin,
right?
Like, so often I think we mix up that being tempted is sin, and it's not. And because I think even for me, myself personally, in the past, once I've had a temptation, or I started thinking something, you know, being tempted in my thoughts, I was like, well, I've already sinned, so I might as well go all in now. But it's like, no.
You still have a chance.
It's in those moments where it's like you just said, turn away, flee, run.
Yes.
Especially when it comes, and I, the way it's emphasized to flee from sexual sin, there's all kinds of sin.
Yes.
But the Bible makes it clear to flee, because we're weak in that area. We are so weak when it comes to sexual sin. Like when it, and again, like you said, like once you even just allow that temptation to fester and not really address it, it's taking you down.
Oh yeah,
like you said, it's a slow draw, but eventually that slow draw comes into a full blown I'm all in. I just want to emphasize again that the temptation itself is not sin. It's when you give in to that temptation,
right?
Then that's sin.
Amen.
I mean, the same thing can go with, like, I mean, talking about hot topics, homosexuality. Someone might struggle with homosexual thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's not sin.
Right.
The sin comes in play, or like, you know, like if you wrestle with that lifestyle, but the sin really comes in is when you begin to live it.
Yep. That act.
Yep. So, it's there's that fine line. And for Christ followers, we got to be mindful too and continue to remind ourselves, like, okay, I'm being tempted. I need to fill myself up with God. I need to connect with God. I need to repent of this. I need, or not repent because I haven't sinned, but I need to walk away from this.
Yeah.
I need to pray for strength. I need to call up my boy while I'm being tempted, not after I've done fallen.
Yeah.
So often we do that too, like even with accountability. Healthy accountability is when you're calling, when you're in the heat of your temptation, when you're literally about to go all in on whatever you're being tempted with. If it's drinking, if it's smoking, if it's sex, if it's porn, whatever.
Right.
Call while you're being tempted.
Yeah.
To have someone talk you off that ledge, and be praying with you during that time. Don't call after you've done it. Hey, bro, I was tempted and I fell. Why didn't you call me 30 minutes ago before you did that?
Right.
So it's just taking, and that's a really healthy step to take. And it's a healthy but extremely hard step to take. To call someone while you're in the midst of being tempted, not.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to call after and ask for forgiveness.
That's right.
That's kind of.
Yeah, I think that plays well into the final verse here. Then after desire has conceived, keyword conceived, it is birth to, gives birth to sin.
Yeah.
And when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death.
Yep.
So harsh words there. Truth.
Yep.
So what do you see?
Man, just again, if you allow it to fester, if you allow that temptation to stay dormant, and you don't really, and you're like, well, I'm not doing this yet. I haven't done that. But yeah, you never really address it. It's going to come at you.
Yeah.
And it's going to kill you.
That's right.
It's going to kill, I mean, just if it's adultery, let's go with adultery for this one. If you're being tempted by this other woman or man, whatever your relationship is, whoever's listening, if you're a man or a woman, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you're being tempted by this individual, yet you continue to keep putting yourself in the same situation every time, like you're only setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you might not have given into temptation this first time, but the more you, but yet you also haven't removed yourself from this individual that you're being tempted by. Like, you're having some really impure thoughts that you're like, man, I would throw it all away for this individual. When those thoughts are happening and you're not genuinely removing yourself from that situation, instead, you're just continuing to live the same way.
Yeah.
If it's the same social circles, if you're still hanging out with that individual, eventually you're going to give in because you have not removed yourself and have not taken the proper steps. And that's literally what he's saying here, is like, if you don't remove yourself and you just continue to allow it to be fed, it's going to consume you at some point in time.
Yes.
So, and I've seen it to be true. So
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's pretty, it's dead on accurate.
That's right. Yeah. Like you said, and I like the caveat, you know, the actual temptation festering in your heart, like, without you acting on it is not sin.
Yeah.
But once you have act on it, you have sin. And the Bible says that the penalty of sin is death.
Yep.
And so sin without repentance, the penalty of that is death.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And so but there is grace.
Yes.
To be found for those who do fall into temptation. And so we don't have to become shameful or anything like that. It's important for us just to turn to Christ, because he is a forgiving, a compassionate, a loving father. And so we don't have to get super hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
It's just realizing that we have sinned, that we have fallen short, and turning to Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's that trouble too, is like once you realize you've sinned and you repent, and then you look back and you're like, dang, God, you really did give me an out, and I just did not. Mm-hmm. I was so blinded by it and didn't even think I was blind.
Right.
And that's the crazy thing, is like sometimes we're like, man, you didn't even realize how blind you really were in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And hindsight's 20/20, they say. So right. You look back, you're like, oh, good Lord, you provided that out. You literally had this dude call me when I was getting ready to do something, mm-hmm. and I didn't answer. And it was like, man, all these little small things that God was just trying to help us be drawn away from that temptation and not to give in. But once our mind hasn't made up, our heart has made up what we're going to do.
That's right.
Sometimes it takes a while for both of them to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. All right, so I have one question before we close. And I think this is a really good one to go in on. It's how do we resist temptation?
Man, this takes a lot of dying to self.
Yeah.
Minute by minute, second by second some days.
Yeah.
But I think one of the best ways to resist temptation is, of course, being in God's Word daily.
Mm-hmm.
Being in constant relationship with Him. But also having extremely healthy biblical accountability.
Yeah.
Like we talked about a few minutes ago, it's like, man, you've got to make sure you have people in your life that are going to hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And that you know you can call up when you're getting ready to open that bottle when you know you shouldn't. You're getting ready to smoke that weed or whatever you might be smoking when you know you shouldn't. Get ready to open that porn site when you know you shouldn't. Like, that's when, like, having those accountability partners is so key.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple dudes in my life who literally, if it wasn't for them, I would be in prison. I would just be gone.
Yeah.
Because I've had them talk me off the ledge. And as an example a few years ago, it's like, there's been seasons where literally it feels like I'm being carried on their backs.
Wow.
Because I'm so weak, my flesh is so weak, and I would give into the temptation so quickly that I needed them to carry me on their backs as brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And we illustrated that one day by literally having one of my boys carry me on his back onto the stage, like, show him, like, I need brotherhood. I need I need accountability because I am weak.
Yeah.
And if I were to try to do it on my own, I would be dead.
Yeah.
Because I don't have enough strength in me, and, you know, I have God that dwells within me, but God's also placed healthy biblical or like strong men of God around me. Amen. To help encourage me, to help walk with me as well.
Yeah.
And this is also kind of goes like, if you're a woman, you need to have strong women of God around you, not strong men of God. Like, you can have strong men of God to encourage you, but as your accountability, it should not be the opposite sex, because, again, you want to talk about temptation, boom, it's happening right away.
That's right. So, playing with fire.
Yes.
You will get burned.
Yes, you'll get real burned. So, again, I think it comes down to, again, being in God's Word daily, connecting with our Lord through the Word, through prayer, and having a circle of accountability that will help you walk through this, and that, that's really all it comes down to in my mind.
Yeah, amen. I think one thing I would add is just finding boundaries, finding your triggers. That's one thing that's been helpful for me. You know, mm-hmm. I would say, I wouldn't even say as a single male. I would just say as a male in general.
Yeah.
For myself, I'm very aesthetically driven, mm-hmm. and I mean, I love beautiful women and stuff. And so one thing that I have to be careful about is, even on social media and stuff, where my eyes are going, you know, what my eyes are seeing and stuff. And so I try to set up boundaries on social media, whether it's setting the settings on Twitter or something to make sure no explicit content comes up. Or, you know, and I wish they had this option on Instagram, but they don't really. But like the explorer section, oftentimes you go in there and it's a bunch of, you know, half-dressed women and stuff. Yeah. And so I try to keep myself, to the best of my ability, not to go in the explorer section. Yeah. For me, I even go as far as making sure I watch who I follow. So I just don't follow everybody back. Especially, you know, women, I try to make sure if it's not somebody that I know and that I'm like really close to, or that, you know, I communicate with often, and if this is a person that I'm attracted to or whatever, I'm not going to follow you back, because that's like that's setting myself up for temptation, and which is going to set myself up to fail. And so I have even unfollowed old friends because of this. And also, like, again, just finding your triggers. One thing that I realized for myself is when I am tired, or, you know, physically tired, I am weak.
Yeah.
And so whether I've just gotten home from having a long day or whatever, it's important for me not to sit on my phone looking at Instagram or something like that. At night, it's like 12 o'clock at night and I'm just, you know, getting into bed or whatever, I'm not going to open up social media.
Yeah.
Because I can easily get tempted at that time, and when, because I'm weak, I already know myself well enough to know that it's more than likely for me to fall into that temptation. So I try to set up these boundaries and stuff, and it's just it's being intentional.
Yeah.
So that you don't fall into it. So, like, you know, at night or whatever, go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, just do something to get away from that temptation.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's really good. I should have said boundaries too. You need boundaries in life.
Yeah.
If not, you'd be going all over the place.
Right, right.
Yeah, because I'm like, I think about, for me, like, you know, once God saved me, I did, like, alcohol was not a vice. And I did drink quite a bit still after I became a Christian, but, like, it was not to where it was before.
Yeah.
And eventually just completely died to it. Mm. But if I'm a recovering alcoholic and I know that it's still a temptation for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to go start a bar ministry. Probably not the best of ideas.
Right.
Unless you have some, like, super strict accountability and some super strict, boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a smart thing to do. You're setting yourself up for failure at that point. Right. Like, a healthy boundary would be getting right, not being around, not putting myself in situations where I will, my flesh will be tempted to just cave in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, boundaries are super key.
Amen.
That was good, man. That was good.
Amen. All right, guys. So before we close, just a reminder that you can reach out to us with questions, whether it's audio questions or written questions. You know, you can feel free to send audio questions, because we can plug that into the podcast.
Yep.
And we're planning to answer those at the end of this series. Nick, you want to give them your email address too?
Yeah, so just send those questions, if it's written or a voice memo, to nick@avertchurch.com.
Amen. Amen. All right. As always, guys, thank you guys for listening. Just a reminder to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Leave us a rating and or review so that you don't miss out on any of these episodes when they drop. All right, guys. Peace.
See you.